Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Walter O'Hara coming to you from Northern Virginia, right next door to our lovely nation's capital. And this is History Mystery Boo for the week of May 1st, 2011. Hey, it's the 1st of May. We had no answers to last week's Wyatt Earp question, and I'm not surprised. It was a stumper. I'm afraid I asked another dastardly trick question last week. To wit, in the last years of his long and eventful life, Western lawman, mind speculator, faro dealer, and sometimes boxing referee Wyatt Earp lived near Hollywood and was an unpaid consultant on several very early Western movies during the silent era. Earp was a friend and confidant of actors and directors of that era, and it is said that famed movie cowboy Tom Mix was one of the pallbearers at his funeral. What is Wyatt Earp's most famous movie credit? Now, my intentions were lighthearted in choosing this subject. Maybe it was because the movie Tombstone was in heavy cable rotation last week, and many of the chaps in my office were sticking their heads in and quoting movie lines from it. In any event, to get to the point, Marshall Wyatt Earp, famed lawman and gambler and frontier marshal participating in the gunfight of the OK Corral, was in fact an unpaid consultant for Hollywood Westerns at the earliest days of the movie-making era. However, if he set foot in front of a camera and received credit for it, there is no record of that. However, his direct descendant, actor Wyatt Earp, born 1962, does in fact have a prominent movie credit or two. But the most famous? Probably as Billy Claiborne, one of the cowboys in the movie Tombstone that fought Wyatt Earp. Ah, the delicious irony. Now for next week's question, and it's a rather somber one. Treason in wartime. Let's talk about it. It's a serious offense. It is the only crime specifically identified by the United States Constitution, thusly. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them, or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or on confession in open court. The Congress shall have power to declare the punishment of treason, but no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture except during the life of the person attainted. My question is this. During the American Civil War, some officers, by this definition, actually committed what we call treason, in that they aided and abetted the Confederate cause while still officially in the ranks of the Union Army. To whom am I referring? Now, I will give some leeway here, as there are about five famous generals and a few other less distinguished non-generals that are all correct answers. So if you kind of hit it into the ballpark, it's okay with me. That's still right. Tweet your answer to HistMystBoo on Twitter. That's HistMystBoo on Twitter.com. Or you can answer on my blog, The Third Point of Singularity, or on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for the answer.